This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the stinking truth.
I'm over
right.
The rumors and the speculation, although there are some pretty juicy ones still out there. How about this one? So Washington last week had this big group of prospects in at the same time, including three or four quarterbacks, one of whom was Jaden Daniels. Well, according to some reports, Jaden Daniels wasn't happy that it was everybody. He thought it was going to be just him, and that supposedly he has soured on Washington. And also J.J. McCarthy's odds, you can bet on anything in Vegas these days, J.J. McCarthy's odds of being picked by Washington number two have gone up dramatically. What do you make of all of it?
Man, I'll tell you, there are so many thoughts just off the top of my head about the generation of players that we're creating. And to no fault of their own, honestly, but this whole, like, take the NIL, for instance. If the going gets tough, I can pack my stuff and leave mentality. All of a sudden, they throw a, you know, they throw a curveball at you, and you get offended. And we're developing a, you know, we're developing a society of victims. And it's interesting, you know, I was up at CU the other day kind of doing some coaching and stuff, and I thought about transfer portal, and I thought about what we're creating in these kids, and I don't mean to get really deep on you, but, like, one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is Philippians 4:13, and for those who don't know, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And it's probably one of the most misapplied verses in the Bible, because it's basically saying, hey, there's an assurance of a goal, right? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And people use it as this assurance, but they don't read Philippians 4:12, where Paul says, I know what it is to be both full and hungry, to abound and suffer need. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So essentially, it's not about assurance of a goal. It's about, regardless of the situation I find myself in, whether I'm full or hungry, whether I'm rich or poor, whatever the case may be, that I can have assurance that things are going to be okay. And so that's the proper context. So it basically takes away pity and fear and victimhood and puts the responsibility back on you that regardless of those things, things are going to work out. Things are going to be okay. So to me, it says that fear cannot break me unless I give it permission to break me. Circumstances cannot break me unless I give them permission to break me. And that's what that scripture says to me. It removes comfort as a requirement for contentment. And so the kids today, they grow up in this world of, if it doesn't work my way, man, I'm just going to pack up and leave. And I will tell you this about just my own career. Man, I went through position to position to position, injury to injury to injury. And I look back on it, and I'm thankful for all those things because they helped me put perspective on the game, helped me grow up. and helped me realize, you know, that all those different issues at the time, they were devastating. But that's what kept me in the league for 12 years. That's what educated me on the game. All those different experiences. I will tell you what, I've never learned anything about myself in the good times, Mike, because I was too busy patting myself on the back. It was during the tough times when I learned how tough I could be, you know, how much I could continue to push and to grind and all those things. And there's a part of me that feels sorry for this generation of kids, because if the going gets tough, they can just pack up and leave.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Now, to be fair, the report is that Daniel's agent wasn't happy with it.
Right, but you know,
if Daniels himself was fine with it, then why would his agent be unhappy with it? So it's fair to speculate that Daniels also wasn't happy with it.
I understand that.
And that the agent maybe just taking the heat for Daniels.
I understand that that's what we do, but you know, here's a guy that left Arizona State, right, and went to LSU. So, I mean, and again, no fault of their own, right? This is the rules, and this is what we have created and we have established. And so, you know, kids are taking advantage of those things. But
would it be a red flag for drafting a guy? Would, you know, is this like the movie Draft Day where you're like, oh, nobody showed up at Bo Callahan's birthday party?
Yeah.
You know, this kind of thing.
right.
I mean, is it?
I don't know that it's a red flag, but it is. All these things are concerns. You take all these things into account. You know, how a guy reacts and how a guy responds and, you know, and how he faces that kind of quote-unquote competition. Do you become the alpha in that situation or do you shrink, right? The one thing I don't want in any sport is the guy who wilts like a flower in the August heat, you know? I don't want that guy. I'll go back to saying this, and I can't say this enough, no fault of their own. This is the system that they've been given. Like, can you imagine growing up in today's society with social media basically telling you, here's what you're worth, right? You've got to get to the point where, you know, it's the old, you know, bees don't concern themselves with the, you know, the, or
wolves.
Wolves don't concern themselves with the opinion of sheep.
Bees?
Well, there's a bees one too. Like, a bee doesn't take time to explain to a fly why honey's better than shit. Something like that.
Huh.
I can go
Did
from...
you just make
I
that go, up?
No, I've heard something. It's something of that
something
nature.
Heard.
I can go from quoting scripture to talking about poop and bees and flies and
you
shit.
You are versatile.
Yeah, there is no question.
I mean, you are versatile.
You are correct, sir.
You are correct. The guy just is like dazzling you with Philippians, and then he's talking about bees and fly shit.
Yeah.